Chimer for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman, the executive director for CESA, the community involved in sustaining agriculture. And our local hero of the week would be Sue Kozinski of Kozinski Farms in Westfield. I understand, Sue, that you and your husband, Gene, got together a long time ago at the University of Mass?
We did. In fact, it was longer than that. We've known each other since we were 5 years old.
Is that right?
We just happened to go to UMass. Then the relationship progressed a little bit faster at that point.
Did you discuss farming and stuff when you were little kids?
Not so much, although we both were from farm families, so it was kind of inbred.
The first farm that you started out with was in Feeding Hills in the 70s?
That was Gene's father's farm. Pretty much outgrew that. We purchased our farm in Westfield, and we've been here now for 35 years.
Now, I understand that you've got a pretty big day happening tomorrow on the farm.
True. Tomorrow is our first day for pick-your-own strawberries on the south side of town. We have two farms that we run in Westfield. Just have to make sure anybody knows that they want to come to the farm, that they need to go to the south farm and not the north farm.
How do people find you? What's the best way to...
Pick your own. If you know where Shaker Country Club is, that's where we are. I would follow the directions for Shaker.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, like, how is it different to pick your own strawberries in the middle of a pandemic versus every year before it?
We've been fortunate to work with the Department of Agriculture, and they have provided us with these guidelines. Customers must wear a mask when picking in the field. They have to park in a certain location. They have to pick in a certain location. They have to keep their families with them. They're not allowed to use their own containers. They have to have one of our containers.
Sue, I am not what you would call a pick-your-own guy. I think laziness might play a part here. Can I show up and just get strawberries anyway and not have to do the work?
You sure can. On both ends of Westfield, north and south, we have ready-picked berries. They are available already on the Russellville Road location and will be starting Saturday down at the Shaker Road or the South Farm also.
I know you do a lot with wine. Anything new this year?
Strawberry rhubarb still is a favorite. Blueberry explosion is still a favorite. And we have a ginger spice that is outstanding. And we also received the top award in Massachusetts at the Big E last year for our apple cranberry wine. We're pretty proud of our wine.
Really, everything you're now doing requires you to do it in a different way. And on the other side, just the amount of appreciation you've experienced from your neighbors and customers.
The motivation of continuing this year, when March 1st hit and we all were trying to deal with how we were going to handle this particular situation, my husband and I were working in the greenhouse. Our customers would see us in the greenhouse as they drove by, and they would toot their horn and they would cheer. And it was just such a warm, wonderful feeling to know that they were there to support you and they were going to be there to support you this year. I can't thank them enough.
The blueberry explosion that you mentioned, I would imagine you have a little bit of insight into blueberry bushes in of themselves. My wife and I have tried to grow blueberries for years. On the rare occasions when I remember not to mow the thing over, it seems to flower okay. It seems to do all right, but I don't see any berries. Are the birds taking the berries, or am I just doing something wrong?
I would guess that the birds are probably beating you to them. They look for the first sign of blue, and you and I are waiting for them to sweeten and turn completely blue. So that's probably the difference there. They also need a lot of water. So if they are not receiving the amount of water they need, that's going to affect the actual harvest as well as the pH of the soil.
It's probably the water issue. It's probably exactly what I'm doing.
What about the grandkids, Sue? Mm-hmm. Have they been pulled in already?
If you're born in this family, you're pulled in. As young as we can get them into the store and get them ready to go, customers see them behind the counters. So every one of the grandchildren, including the three that live out in the Boston area, come out for the summer, whether they're running the barn, whether they're running the farm stand, or actively just making signs right now to help with some of these guidelines. The grandchildren are very involved.
Now, the strawberries, of course, pick your own, that opens up tomorrow, but you grow a lot of things. I did this picture of all the peppers that you grow, and you have the bakery, too.
We do. The bakery's doing very well for us. It is a homemade bakery. It features a strawberry cream pie, which we just started making today.
Strawberry cream pie. Oh, yes.
It's a cheesecake and a pie at the same time. So that is a real popular item.
You're killing me.
But we have our CSA program, and so that in itself demands a good variety of vegetables and fruits. I think we have probably 18 to 20 different crops.
There's a big headline here on the website, all flowering annuals sold out?
This was amazing. This was the first year when I was asked about some of the differences between this year and regular, you know, we call them normal years now. One of the biggest differences was definitely the rate at which plants sold out. It was amazing. Within 1 month's time, I didn't have an annual plant left. That includes all our bedding plants. That includes all our vegetable plants. That includes all of our hanging baskets. That was pretty phenomenal to be sold out so fast. Incredible. Thank you, everybody.
What do you make of that, Phil?
When you're in the middle of a very challenging time and you can't go anywhere, you realize home is where the heart is and your local farmer is where your food comes from.
Well, have a great time out there tomorrow. I imagine that you're going to have a fairly big crowd to show up and start picking strawberries at Kozinski Farm.
Right, that are going to socially distance, of course.
There you go. And we thank our local hero for the week, Sue Kozinski, who runs the Kozinski Farm in Westfield along with her husband, Gene, and Phil Corman, of course, the executive director for the community involved in sustaining agriculture. BuyLocalFood.org. Bye, Sue.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, Bob.
Thank you so much.
You bet.